Hello everyone, this is Songs from a Room, an intimate singer-songwriter showcase where I, Bob Palos, invite very talented artists to the podcast for a one-on-one. We'll learn a little about each artist, what inspires them, what brought them to play the music they play, and the moments that led them to write the songs they wrote. Then finally, to play me a song from a room.
Yeah, it's a nice Martin guitar you got.
Used to be. I dropped it a few years ago.
Ooh, I see that.
Trying to steal a watermelon from a fruit stand on, like, Flushing.
Really?
Yes.
Martin in one hand and just had to have that watermelon.
I had to have the watermelon on the way home, and I dropped both of them.
Oh, God. Oh, man, that's a lose-lose.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
You just saw it, and you're just like, I gotta have that watermelon.
Yeah, I was with a couple friends. We were on our way home after a gig, and we were just walking by. There's nobody outside.
Yeah.
I decided that watermelon's coming with me, and ended up dropping my guitar and the watermelon and returning home just with a broken guitar.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ass fooling around, you know?
Yep, that's what you get. Yeah. Instant karma, they call that, I think.
Right there. Damn. I'm here in my apartment with Nathan Zander, and so yeah, we just found out we were in Chicago at the same time.
Yes.
2005 to 2012.
Yeah. I was there pursuing a career and in music and alcohol and having a great time out there.
Chicago's good for that, yeah. I'll tell you that. What brought you to Chicago, and where are you from? I guess we'll start with that.
I'm from a town in western PA called Union City. It's a small town in between Pittsburgh and Erie, PA. 2,000 people, cows, corn,
yeah,
fields to hang out in.
I'm very familiar with Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I was born in eastern PA, so like...
Okay, right on.
Yeah, there's a lot of mountains, a lot of country.
Yeah, four-wheelers, snowmobiles.
Oh, yeah.
I lived in Pittsburgh for 3 years. Ended up going to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh and moved to Chicago to continue an education, and ended up leaving school and just playing music.
What art school was that?
The same thing.
Oh, the Art Institute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, they
the millennials, man, they really got us.
Oh, yeah. I dropped out of Columbia College. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Art school dropout. You know, if I'd only known, I just had to get in a car and drive to Chicago, you know?
Yeah, just go hang out.
Yeah, just hang out. That's all I really wanted to do was just
meet people.
Yeah. Instead of paying a tuition. It didn't seem like real money at the time.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, it was free.
Yeah.
At the time.
And yeah. Pay later.
Yeah.
Ask no questions.
You know, I feel bad. There's a whole millions of us that got.
Yeah. Navient. They're like. Call me right now, actually, probably as we speak.
That's why, actually, I had to put my phone on silent to block Sally
yeah.
Mae.
Yeah, Sally Mae. What a dismay. From Pittsburgh to Chicago, playing music the whole time?
I started writing songs when I lived in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't start playing. I played bass in bands and in high school and... I didn't really pick up a guitar until I was like 19 or 20, really just to write songs.
Yeah, it's just the sole purpose. You got to...
Yeah.
Been like penning some poems and you just wanted to put a chord to
it? Yeah, it just felt like, you know, all my favorite musicians at the time were songwriters. And I was like, I could do that possibly.
Who are we talking?
Kris Kristofferson, Dylan,
mm-hmm.
Your usual people.
Yeah, I mean those are great ones.
Yeah, you know, just never. Yeah, I just like wanted to be a folk singer.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up. What's it? Help Me Make It Through the Night. For the longest time,
I
thought that was my dad's song.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hearing him playing it, and then I realized, oh, it's Kris Kristofferson.
It's funny, like you think it's your dad's song, but your dad really got inside it, you know.
Yeah, I know. He made it his own.
Yeah.
So really just focused on folk the whole time, huh?
Yeah. I mean, just trying to get better and like, you know, like have this flight of fancy that I could put myself in the canon and just put my head down and start writing songs.
Yeah. So like right off the bat, you're 19, started writing songs. Would you say it would like came naturally, or was it something that you had to think about?
I just did it all the time. You know, like knowing that they probably weren't great.
Yeah.
You know,
just sit down and let it flow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know, it's something that I feel really compelled to do, and yeah, feels good to complete something. You know, it's like any art, it's just the act of doing it that's like really interesting to me.
Yeah, once you get like the channeled in. Do you have any like things hanging, songs that are just like still floating in your head that just feel like they one day?
Yeah, I've got one right now. It's like it's a guitar progression, like little lick that I have been playing around with for 15 years.
Just
or something.
Hasn't found its words yet.
Yeah, and it just keeps kind of transforming. And I'm to a point now where I think I could do it, but I don't know. I've written like a couple songs using it and wasn't really into them. And I think I may have it now.
Yeah.
But I've got like one verse that I kind of play over and over again. And
Waiting for that second verse.
Yeah, waiting for what's next.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that too. It's funny when you're just like, because I've never been like a pen to paper. Not that I'm also a terrible songwriter for this sake, which is why I love doing this podcast, because I feel like I've written like maybe two songs that I can remember that I'm like, all right, I'll do that now. But yeah. There's definitely like those ones where I'm just like, I have this much. It's like almost a song. Mm-hmm. And then I just keep playing it. And then just hitting the block, you're like, and it's done.
You know? Yeah, or like just, you know, I'd like to smoke cigarettes and take walks. And, you know, if I get stuck on something, I'll walk my dog and record what I have and listen to it. And, you know, just kind of like, I find walking is nice for kind of finding new ideas and changing things around a little bit.
The walk is good. Keep taking those walks. So the songs you're going to perform for us today, are they newer ones or are they like some old favorites you wanted to share?
I thought that I'd do one from a record we released in 2023. It's called, the song I want to do is People Might Believe.
People Might Believe.
Yeah. I wrote it during the last election. And since we got another election coming up, I thought,
it'd be
a nice sentiment for what's happening right now.
Yeah, which, who knows what's happening right now.
Yeah, if we have an election.
We'll see.
Something will be happening.
Something's going to happen. And you know, there's a song for it. So, okay. And that's on this album that came out in 2023.
Yeah, the album's called Three Waltzes.
Three Waltzes?
Yeah.
And it has, I'm guessing, three waltzes?
It's got three waltzes on it.
Awesome. Election-oriented. Let's take a listen and then let's talk about it.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, cool.
So, People Might Believe.
Boy, you must have smoked up all your short-term memory. You were told you could fall in love with almost anyone you see. 50 years of rock and roll, then telling lies to me. They said the dream goes on forever, long as I still had the need. Waking up in the morning, dread kicks in without warning. Tempting fate is better than disobeying destiny. We can call ourselves the winners, see what people might believe. Put on your nice lampshade, put some champagne on some ice. We'll make believe this evening that we're living in paradise. The world outside's confusing, almost too weird to believe. I can't talk to my own family about the world I wanna see. Walking out in the nighttime can almost taste what will never be mine. Tempting fate is better than disobeying destiny. We can call ourselves the winners, see what people might believe. Every fact is buried, no one's left to tell the truth. You'll get white lies from your mother and your TV's misguided views. And I want the best for everyone who can't write their own damn song. If we keep going on like this, then we won't last too long. Waking up in the morning, dread kicks in without warning. Tempting fate is better than disobeying destiny. We can call ourselves the winners, see what people might believe. Tempting fate is better than disobeying destiny. We can call ourselves the winners, see what people might believe.
All right, thanks. So that was inspired by the last election.
Yes, by just like the fantasy kind of feeling of the whole
thing. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of hearsay, a lot of just weirdness.
Yeah. They mentioned the family conversation.
Yeah, that is straight ripped from reality.
Yeah. It was a Thanksgiving dinner, what went awry?
Yeah, Thanksgiving dinner, every phone call.
Yeah. man. Yeah, people just really got on pedestals.
Yeah, if you remember how just crazy Facebook and like Twitter was.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's just awful, but like really brought out the worst in people.
I know. You know. Yeah, especially like something about, I feel like boomers on Facebook or that just didn't understand how public it is or and time stamped everything is.
But boomers, like, you know, people I went to high school with, family, just everybody.
Yeah, anybody with a meme.
Yeah. Or some kind of opinion, you know?
Yeah, or false information.
Yeah,
yeah. Now that I can't wait.
Yeah, I feel like we're almost there.
Yeah, we're heating back up. Yeah, I don't even know what it's going to be like at the next family gathering.
Yeah, I don't know. We're so used to it, it might not even come up anymore. Like,
yeah,
you know what I think. You know, yeah. There's no need to rehash this.
Yeah, you think everyone's just going to go back to the neutral dissension?
Yeah.
That's so yeah, it felt optimistic of a song.
The way that I kind of was looking at it, you know, I remember the results of the last election was, you know, won not by the popular vote, but by the
Electoral College.
And, you know, like how one thing can be true and another thing can also be true at the same time. And we kind of have this, like, these laws that make things so that aren't necessarily so. It's all this kind of like untruth, like ambiguous stuff that's going on right now.
I mean, yeah, the whole process is confusing and it was made that way.
Yeah. It's all on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's like, man, society's unraveling. I think society is doing exactly what it was designed to do.
This is what we made.
Yeah. So you wrote that, put it down for 2023. And now you're working, that's on Three Waltzes. Link will be in the descriptions.
Yeah, it's on Bandcamp and all the
Bandcamp Fridays.
Yeah, Bandcamp Fridays if you'd like an actual physical record.
Yeah. You got the vinyls?
Got some vinyls and some shirts and stuff like that.
Great, yeah. I mean, it's the only way to make money.
Yeah.
It's like, it's still true to this day, merchandising. I mean, like, so your stuff's on Spotify too, right?
Oh, yeah, all the online stuff. But.
And, you know, it's good for exposure. It does exist, you know. I mean, I guess it's today's radio play, but you want to buy that vinyl. It feels good in your hands.
I like sending vinyls to people.
Yeah.
I send them a little thank you note. Sprinkle a little pixie dust as Mr. Clay Pigeon.
Yeah. Put a little lipstick kiss on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So next Bandcamp Friday, you buy yourself three waltzes. And yeah. I mean, I saw your three-piece at Baker's Falls, the Knitting Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been playing with those guys?
We got together for three waltzes, 2021.
Okay.
So 3 years now.
Okay. You met those guys just from playing out or?
Yeah, I've been friends with Cam Kapoor, our guitar player, for a bunch of years now, and he was playing with me. I wrote a lot of songs during the pandemic and just, you know, really felt like I should record them, and that's what Three Waltzes turned into.
Mm-hmm.
Started playing with Derek Weaving, and he was the other one on that show.
Yeah.
The bass player and our drummer, Ollie Beardsley.
But you had a tight group. I mean, you guys seem pretty tight-knit, like you've been doing it for years together.
Yeah, I mean, it's good crack, as the the Irish say. We have a fun time.
Yeah, no, I felt it. That was great. Three Waltzes, A lot of those were written around the pandemic.
Yeah, in the year, you know, the year of and the year after.
Yeah, are you coming towards another album now? Or you feel like you got stuff coming together?
Yeah, I think I'm ready to start. It's just finding time for everybody to go do it. And
yeah.
I think we've got 8 or 9 songs ready for another one. So
excellent, excellent.
Yeah,
but yeah,
be good.
Yeah, I can't wait. Is the next song you're going to perform going to be on this new album?
Yeah. What kind of song would you prefer?
Ooh, giving me choices.
It's kind of open-ended.
Man, I don't know.
Book, if it's going to be one of the new ones. There's 3 or 4
that
I was thinking of.
Okay.
One of them is like a apocalyptic song about mathematicians.
Okay.
I wrote another one kind of based around like just thinking about like men and boys and being tough and what else. I've got a couple like relationship sort of songs,
the relationship ones. Love Hurts, Boys Don't Cry.
We've got Love Hurts, we've got Boys Don't Cry, we've got Nuclear Annihilation.
I don't even know where that one fits under. Let's do Math Apocalyptica.
Yeah, it's called Power of the Sun.
Power of the Sun. All right. Let's pick this one apart.
Cool.
The world's most brilliant minds, driven mad by what they see. Their minds lost will equations appear and hiss away like steam. They have learned to observe waves seen just once before they're gone, propelled onward by a force we can't quite put our finger on. Some wish all their wicked lives to know the power of the sun. You who wish to play at God must learn God's work is never done. find potential limitless to murder every living thing, riding on the wings of death and kneel before the wealth of kings who wish to make themselves like God, impose their power upon me and a billion meek ones whose lives and deaths they will not see. Some wish all their wicked lives to know the power of the sun. You who wish to play at God must learn God's work is never done. Heard the world's most brilliant minds are driven mad by what they see. Fundamental foundations appear and hiss away like steam. You can create a living hell or a worldly paradise. Magic conjured in a world where love and hate both roll the dice. Some wish all their wicked lives to know the power of the sun. You who wish to play at God must learn God's work is never done. You who wish to play at God must learn God's work is never done.
From D to D minor.
That's the secret to the apocalypse. So yeah, that was apocalyptic mathematician.
Yeah, I was reading a book called When We Cease to Understand the World. It's a book about mathematicians and physicists that kind of lose their minds once they open Pandora's box and discover something.
Yeah.
And like kind of want to put it back. So it's like historical fiction about a few different kind of characters throughout history.
Okay. So it in your head there's like a story behind the person, or
it's just kind of, you know, talking to somebody who has kind of discovered something about the universe and is putting it towards ill purposes. Yeah.
All right, like a nihilistic villain sort of
thing. Yeah, where you can, you know, on the other hand, you know, we could take nuclear power and have free energy and help people instead of murder them.
Okay, you know? Yeah. That as
it seems like an easy choice.
Yeah, right?
To me, but...
No, nah, let's murder people.
Nah.
Let's blow things up. So they lose God the closer they get to trying to... be him, or I'm trying to remember the words. Sometimes I wish I took notes.
Oh, it's you who wish to play at God must learn God's work is never done. You know, like the world goes on.
Yeah.
Long after them.
Yeah, God'll take care of you.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt like even like the guitar riff felt like, you know, like a post nuclear like desert site.
Yeah, I'm out. Searching the wasteland for cans of beets and
yeah, you know, yeah, I felt it
in my dune buggy.
And I think we just made the music video.
There we go. Yeah, a boy and his dog.
Yeah, just searching searching the wasteland. There he is. And then he meets a woman for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, The ending of that video is really weird.
Yeah, then all of a sudden there's Bud Light cans and women in bikinis.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
Yeah. No, but yeah, no. It felt dusty.
Yeah, it's a little dusty.
Yeah. I like it. I think we picked the right one.
Cool.
Like how you go. I was just trying to figure out. Yeah, I was figuring when you said Apocalypse Mathematician song, I was just trying to figure out what it would be. And I was like, well, he doesn't have.
I think I should have said physicist.
Okay. I was thinking like all of a sudden you're gonna break out a distortion pedal and start ripping some Yang-Wei Malmsteen in here or something.
Oh, yeah, it's just this is our math rock.
Yeah, number. Math rock and just like, yeah. But yeah, no, that was, so what put you in the headspace? You read the book.
Yeah, I read that book and just some of the descriptions. I highly recommend it. Just some of the descriptions of what people go through. That's the fictionalized part of this book.
Okay, yeah.
Just those descriptions of what these physicists were kind of going through as they were on the verge of their discovery.
Yeah. I could have just like even just imagining, understanding what a black hole is might make you like,
yeah.
And lose all faith in anything.
Yeah. I mean, the book is, you kind of focuses on people who are just, you know, discovering things about reality itself and just blowing their mind so heavily.
I mean, yeah, as it would. That's why I stay dumb. I don't want to know nothing. Well, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's great. Let's see. You're on Bandcamp. That'll be in the descriptions.
I'm on Bandcamp. My website is nathanzander.net.
Okay, yeah.
I had nathanzander.com, and somebody stole it from me, and they're holding it hostage.
You know who it was? It was the exact domain company you were using.
Most likely.
They like, yeah, they like say, oh, somebody took it, when it's like they have it.
Yeah.
And they just like.
And now they want $1,000.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. They're not getting it.
No. I've changed my website name several times just because I let it.
I had to update my credit card information and forgot to click the pay button.
That's what happened to me.
I put the new number in and it was kind of unclear.
Yeah.
And now it's gone.
Now it's gone.
Yeah.
It's evil, evil.
So we're. It's also, you know, it's kind of fun to have a .net website, you know, these days.
Yeah, screw the .com, man. I'm not a commercial man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're an artist. You're a net.
Yeah, I cast a net.
Thanks for listening. This was Songs from a Room. Thank you to Ben Shapiro for providing all the theme music. Any inquiries, just email us at songsfromaroompodcast@gmail.com. Stay tuned, dialed up, and downloaded for the next episode. Bye.